Over these last days, we've been reading in 2 Kings the story that talks about the downfall of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. And you might take some time later today just to quietly reread that text and to realize the extent of suffering that the Jewish people faced around the year 587 BC. As I was reflecting on that first reading and the brutality that is described in those verses, it brought to mind another country, Spain, in the 1930s. In 1932, the Jesuits were banned from the country. By 1933, all of church property had been nationalized. And on top of that, there was a prohibition to teach religion in schools. Priests were not allowed to teach publicly. And in 1934, in a place called Asturias, 37 priests were murdered, along with religious and seminarians. 58 churches were burned. And the Civil War hadn't even yet started. That started in 1936. And the violence in that first summer was so remarkable that in one summer, 6,832 priests were killed. Let me say that number again. 6,832 priests were killed in Spain in the summer of 1936. Well, it was in the years immediately preceding this terrible persecution that the Lord inspired Saint Jose Maria Escriva. On the 2nd of October in the year 1928, so that's 8 years before the Civil War started, he was making a retreat in Madrid. And at that time, God showed him the specific mission that he was called to establish. He was to found Opus Dei. This was to be an institution of the Catholic Church dedicated to helping people to grow in their daily walk of holiness so as to follow God in their daily lives. And indeed, Jose Maria, along with what then was articulated at Vatican II, developed this understanding of the universal call to holiness, that holiness was not just for priests. Holiness was not just for the religious. Holiness was intended for every single Roman Catholic. And interestingly, in 1930, he gave this work a particular emphasis on the call for lay women to develop a deeper understanding of what it meant to live holy lives. It's instructive that in today's gospel, we're told that Jesus had just come down from the mountain. What had he just come down from the mountain, and what had he just done? Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is the Sermon on the Mount. This is the clearest teaching in the gospel according to St. Matthew on the call to universal holiness. And then at the beginning of chapter 8, what do we find? A leper, someone who is unclean, someone who is unholy. And Jesus, we're told, heals him, and he then is able to live a new life. This passage from the gospel seems to be such a beautiful text when we think of St. Jose Maria Escriva. Because Jesus says to the leper, "Don't tell anyone what I have done for you. But go, show yourself to the priest." What did St. Jose Maria have to do? Well, during the years of the Civil War, he was in hiding. And during those years, he was able to continue to develop the purpose and the principles of Opus Dei. And of course, right on the heels of the Spanish Civil War, what happened? The Second World War. Now, we know COVID-19 is not fun, but this is not the hardest time in history, people, that people have had to experience. Just think of what Jose Maria would have gone through during these remarkable years. After the Second World War ended, this was the opportunity for him to now go public. And over the next number of years, Opus Dei would continue to grow. Universities would be founded, hospitals, schools, and residences in more than 30 countries. Here in Calgary, we have two residences of Opus Dei. The men's residence is called Beaumont, and the women's residence is called Westwood. At the very heart of St. Jose Maria's teaching is this quote taken from one of his books that goes as follows. The holiness that our Lord demands of you is to be achieved by carrying out with love of God your work and your daily duties. And these will almost always consist of small realities. In other words, what Jose Maria said was this: your life is about the everyday. And it's how you carry out your everyday tasks, your everyday responsibilities, that will be the place and the means by which you will grow in holiness. Well, here's the remarkable thing about the providence of God. On the 6th of October in the year 2002, there were 300,000 people present at St. Peter's Square for St. Jose Maria's canonization. 300,000 people. It was one of the largest gatherings of people for the canonization of anyone in the history of the Catholic Church. And at the Mass where he was canonized, Pope St. John Paul II said this in his homily. St. Jose Maria was a master in the practice of prayer, which he considered to be an extraordinary weapon to redeem the world. He always recommended, in the first place, prayer, then expiation, and expiation means sacrifice. And then, in the third place, much later, action. It is not a paradox, but a perennial truth. The fruitfulness of the apostolate lies above all in prayer and in an intense and constant sacramental life. This is the essence, says the Holy Father, in the secret of the holiness and the true success of the saints. What did the saints do? They prayed, they went to confession regularly, and they went to Mass as often as they could and lived the life of the faith. That's the action. And then John Paul II went on to say, to elevate the world to God and to transform it from within, this is the ideal of St. Jose Maria Escrivá that he points to. Follow in his footsteps. Whatever our race, class, culture, or age, we are called to holiness. The leper's cleansing in today's gospel is the biblical precedent for this. For you and I are called to embrace the universal call to holiness. And with the leper, we are to cry out, Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretches out his hand and says to us, I do choose. Be made clean. St. Jose Maria Escrivá, pray for us.